throw away, like perhaps an old sewing machine, winter clothes, quilts, bedspreads you no longer used, pillows, extra pillows for when company came.
Did you call all that stuff anything?
No, we just called it. We just took it for granted you stored it there.
You ever heard it? Well, what would something like junk?
Junk would really be junk.
Now what would junk be?
Something you wouldn't use at all.
So the stuff you put in your storage room wouldn't be
junk? No.
Where would you put junk?
In the barn, or throw it away.
And if this was a two-story house, what would you have inside to get on this floor?
A stairway.
And if there was one outside, would you call it the same thing, or would you call it something?
We'd call it an outside stairway.
And, did you say you had hens on the, chickens on the farm?
Yes.
If you want a hen to sit on a nest, have you ever put anything in it, in the nest?
A wooden egg.
Now tell me that. Did you ever use anything other than a wooden egg?
Yes, I believe some were made out of porcelain.
What would you call one that's made out of porcelain?
It was a false egg.
Would you ever call anything like a chive?
No.
Chive. Where's that country where they eat a lot of? Where's the country? It's Japan and then.
China, a China egg, yes, China.
Yep, you would call it that.
Yes, like your dishes are made out of China.
Well, so would you call it just a China or a China something else? China egg?
China egg.
So have you ever heard that?
Yes.
And what would you call the hen that was on the eggs?
A setting hen?
And
I haven't had experience in farm for a long time.
And I've never quit being a farmer.
What do you call the thing that you put flowers in?
A flower pot?
Well,
or a vase?
And
or a container?
And if you wanted some flowers out of the yard, you'd go out and do what to them?
Cut them.
And would it make any difference what kind they were? Like if it was roses or daffodils or something? Oh, marigolds, would you do the same to them? Would you say, I'm going to cut some roses?
I imagine so.
Would you say, I'm going to cut some marigolds to them? And
I don't think you'd use the word pick. Like you would say, I want to go pick some wild flowers. But I can't imagine picking roses or daisies.
You cut them. And being this close to the river, do many people fish on the river?
This is a very dangerous river. In this part of our country, yes, it's very dangerous. People do little fishing. They do it at the lake, though.
On the lake?
And there are stretches of river that are very, very even, that you can walk right across, and it'd be just like a sidewalk, especially in Los Arrieros. That's very beautiful.
How deep is the river?
There is no set depth, because it varies. It has some very, very horrible holes.
Well, are there any small boats on the river or in the lake?
Except for the ones that are hauling dope. I don't think so.
Have you ever, what kind of boats would they haul dope in? I mean, have you ever seen
beautiful, luxurious motorboats.
Well, what about boats that wouldn't be motorboats? Do they have any real small boats?
Yes, the ones they used to row aliens that are not supposed to make any noise.
And what kind of boats would those be? What kind of
boats? I imagine they're something like canoes. I don't know what they are.
Well, do you have any flat kind of flat?
Like ferries?
Flat bottom boats, I mean?
Like a ferry?
Well, smaller than a ferry, maybe with a pointed end, you know. Just a small boat.
Lancha would be the word.
And what about a flat one with a square end on it? What would you call something like that? Just a small, it would seat two or three people.